When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're moody, if it's bad, when the day has got you down and you want to lose your frown, we will make you smile, if only for a while. Turn on your radio, it's not too far to go. It's fun and it's free. Tune in to Radio G.
Hi there, and welcome to the very first programme here on Radio G. I'm Mrs. Monroe Main.
And I'm Mr. Fernie.
As we get nearer to Christmas and the school term rolls on, we've lots to get through. Today we discuss the possibility of a merger between Invergordon and Alness Academies.
Also on the programme, we have a full update of school news and sport.
Later on, news on exciting upcoming Christmas productions. As Invergordon Academy faces a rather uncertain future, we've been investigating the views of people in both communities, here in Invergordon and Alness.
From there, Miss Gilruth and Mr. Braddock report.
We're here today in Alness Academy and we're trying to get some different opinions from Alness pupils and how they'd feel about a possible school merger.
To involve communities in the decision-making process, there have been community meetings in both Invergordon and Alness. These meetings were attended by pupils, teachers and members of the community.
I attended both meetings in Alness and Invergordon.
I attended the one in Invergordon Academy.
Okay, so do you mind very quickly telling us about what happened at those meetings and if you felt that you were listened to, do you think they were worthwhile meetings?
Well, I know at the Alness meeting, a lot of the people that attended weren't entirely impressed with what went on because it sounded like the way that they were proposing it, it sounded like it was set in stone and everything was like sorted. And then I personally felt that I wasn't listened to because I know for a fact, like, I asked questions and I was ignored for it. And they seemed to be like avoiding people's questions and going around the answers.
I think the locals were very passionate about their views and also the school pupils who sort of fought the points, but they still sort of, they didn't listen to us. They kind of pushed our points out the way. And even the other sort of points and issues that were brought up, they found a way of not answering it and just sort of rambling on.
But one of the main things that we did also notice is that the Invergordon meeting, they actually reworded and changed what they'd said at the Alness meeting. So
also, a lot of the information that was on the website was completely contradicting what they were saying at the meeting. So, and that's what we discovered because we had already had a look at the website.
Okay, so what do you think the future of Alness Academy should be?
I feel personally that it should be the 3-18 campus. Like, we'll be giving influence from the older years to the younger years and what we've got going on, what we've sort of needed. But I also feel that we really are in need of a new school building because we're pretty much falling apart at the seams.
I think that there is time to sort of change the building, but I don't think that that we should have a merged school. I think that two separate 3-18 campuses would be the better option.
Alistair Christie, Lib Dem councillor and chair of Adult and Children's Services, spoke to us about the future proposals for Invergordon and Alness Academies.
For the East of Ross area, this is looking at a new academy in Invergordon, one in Alness, and the option of a merged new school somewhere, either in Alness or in Invergordon. Both these separate schools would be 3 to 18, so it would give a whole new way of working education in both the towns.
Could you maybe just give your views on the benefits and possible drawbacks comparing the separate 3-18 campuses to a merged campus?
The advantage educationally of a merged campus is that a wider selection base of subjects and increased choice would be available to pupils and to parents and to teachers to actually deliver. In terms of the separate academies, it would be very much as is. except there would be newer buildings and the age range of the academies would be increased to 3 to 18.
Clearly, these Alness pupils have their minds made up. Now we move on to hear from Mr. Braddock with some Invergordon Academy pupils.
Lots of students go down the street for lunch, mm-hmm. So that if it's in a separate campus, somewhere in between Invergordon and Alness, there's going to be less business for the local shops. I personally like cycling my bike to school, and Alness is a bit far for me to cycle my bike.
Transport shouldn't really be an issue if it's provided. Well, we're quite local, so I suppose it's not such a big issue for us if we want to cycle or walk, but we can also get the bus that is provided as well for us. But I suppose for Rachel, obviously, who likes to cycle, it's sort of a bit of an issue.
We are here today in Harry Gow's Bakery, and I'm here with Jane, the manager. So Jane, what can you tell us? How do you think the possible merger between Invergordon Academy and Alness will affect you as a business?
Obviously that Alness, Harry Gow's, will get more business and we will get less.
And so on the other side of that, how do you think it would affect you if it were to be in Invergordon?
Then we would be a lot busier. And okay. Alness would be a lot quieter. Either way we win. Harry wins anyway.
Now over to Mr. Houston with an update on news and sport live from the school gym.
Hello and welcome to Radio G Newsbeat. Coming up today, we have news about a former pupil's charity climb up Kilimanjaro, this year's ski trip to Italy, and a look at the week's sporting events. But first of all, we have information on the 2015 trip to Tanzania. S3 and 4 pupils have a fantastic opportunity to travel to southern Tanzania in 2 years' time. The expedition will give pupils a chance to live the life of a Tanzanian in a small rural community. There will also be treks over the vast plains of Tanzania and the mountain rainforests. This really will be the experience of a lifetime. Any listeners in S3 and 4 interested should see Miss Ross. Next, the last day of term in 2013 will be no dress code. This time the school will be raising funds for Child Reach International. Nicola Cairncross, who is one of our former pupils, will be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in May next year and needs to raise over £2,500. Your donations will hugely help with this very worthwhile children's organisation. Please get donating, every penny counts. This year's ski trip takes place in December with the lucky 41 pupils departing for the Italian Alps at 6:30 on Saturday morning. I caught up with Mr. Aitchen on what is his sixth trip in a row. Mr. Aitchen, this is your sixth trip. You must be a pretty good skier by now.
Not too bad. I can get from the top to the bottom.
And how are preparations going?
We're all set. Everything's done, ready to go. Just waiting for the bus.
What are the conditions like on the slopes currently?
There's some snow. There's coverage on most of the runs, but it's green around about.
And obviously this year there's over 40 pupils going. How are you going to cope with the large numbers?
Well, we've got quite a lot of staff. There's 5 of us going. Most of the kids have been before, and they're a good bunch, so we're going to enjoy ourselves.
And finally, what part of the ski trip do you enjoy the most?
Obviously the skiing, but next to that, the banter with the kids and the staff.
Here's how pupils Brodie and Emma are feeling about the trip and the opportunity to build on their skiing skills.
I've been to Austria one time before on a school trip and I really enjoyed it. My skills, I wouldn't say they're the best, but I got the hang of it pretty quick and yeah, enjoy it.
I've been skiing before. I'm really looking forward to this year to widen my experience and my skills as well.
Later on in the show, we'll have interviews with teachers and pupils involved with Christmas concert, dance and disco. But up next, we have the Radio G Sport. The big sporting event this week sees the school's under-14 football team travel to Kinkorth Academy in Aberdeen in what is set to be a tough Scottish Cup fixture. The side have previously beaten Inverness High School convincingly to reach the second round. Here's coach James McGrawty's views on his key players and the chances of progressing.
Lewis McLeod and Ryan Patterson are the two players that I feel are maybe the more confident ones and the ones that can be key to unlocking their defence and also scoring a couple of goals. Well, maybe Lewis in general, but you know, we need to see about that. But I hope the way the teams are set up, I think we'll actually do really well for a small school like us, probably a bigger school. So we need to just see what goes on.
The school haven't got past this stage in the competition for over 10 years, but the team's captain, Ryan Patterson, feels his side have an excellent chance of going through.
I think we might get a win tomorrow. Hopefully we play our best and we can give them a good game.
And finally, the S3 basketball team have been busy training in preparation for the first fixture after Christmas. The side are yet to play a competitive game, but have been developing their skills every Tuesday night and will be hoping for a win against Gairloch High School in January. Key player David Shivis is confident of a win and believes hard work and teamwork will bring the team success. Now, with details on the school disco, dance and concert, here's Mr. Fernie and Mrs. Munro Main.
Page 12.
Page 12.
Bar 81. Okay, sopranos, can I just hear you, please? Ready? One, two, three, four.
A sneak preview there of the staff choir rehearsing for the Christmas concert. And we've been lucky enough to be able to grab an interview with the very busy music department for a quick word. I'm with Miss Ross, who along with Mrs. Evanston and the social committee organises both the school disco and the school dance. The disco takes place next Tuesday, that's the 17th of December, and the dance is this coming Thursday evening, starting at 7:30. So, Miss Ross, can you tell us, have you sold many tickets this year?
Well, there's been a slight delay in the ticket sales, sadly. They were meant to go on sale yesterday, but they will definitely go on sale today at lunchtime. So far none, but I'm hoping to beat our 120 tickets sold last year.
Who's coming along to do the photographs this year?
Well, last year we had a brilliant photographer from Dingwall and we're delighted to say he's coming back again. So that's Stuart Photography from Dingwall.
Ah, he's wonderful, isn't he?
Yeah, he had lots of fun photos last year.
It's good. Can you tell us a little bit about the band?
Yes, it's Rachel Macbeth's dad's band, so that's Ian Macbeth with his mates Dagger Gordon and Duncan McGilvery, with a variety of instruments. We've got pipes, accordion, fiddle, guitar, little drums, brilliant Cayley band.
Anybody from the music department playing along?
You might well look into that now that you've suggested it, Miss Monroe-Main. Yes, I think so.
And have you got some delicious edibles to tempt us with?
Yes, as we know, Mrs. Evanston is very talented in this department, so we are going to have lots of yummy foods, sandwiches and wraps, sausage rolls, pizzas and most importantly, lots of cake.
Well, we wish you all the best. We hope everybody has a fantastic evening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This year, Invergordon Academy has undergone many changes. Amongst these, we have a new head teacher, Miss Drew. As you all know, Miss Drew was previously our deputy and had held that position for 6.5 years. Before coming to Invergordon, Miss Drew worked in Dundee at Baldragan Academy, and she was there for 18 years. Well, hi there, Miss Drew. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello.
First of all, can I ask you, what prompted you to apply for the headteacher job?
Well, I have to say, I had never previously considered applying for any headteacher jobs, no matter how much Mr. Stephen encouraged me. I didn't want to leave Invergordon Academy, so when the job came up, I just kind of knew it was the right time for me. Invergordon's been a very good place for me to work in, and I think it was my chance to give something back. I think when a challenge comes along, you generally recognise when's the right time and you just need to grab it both hands. So I've been very lucky.
And we can certainly say it's been a challenging few months. How have you found things so far?
Busy. Very, very busy. I never realised that a headteacher's life was filled with tasks such as the ones I've had in the last little while. Just to give you an example, last week it was getting the heating fixed. This week it's making sure that we get the gas supply into science, choosing the vinyl for the janitor's house. I don't think I expected to have to deal with any of these kind of things. But I have to say, staff have been really, really supportive, even though they're at a really busy time just now. Pupils have been mostly superb, and I've really enjoyed being able to get into classes and do a lot of class visits in my new role, and that's I think one of the best things there's been so far.
What do you think may well be some of the most challenging aspects of the job?
I think this year and next, probably the biggest challenge is the new exams and making sure that they're successful. We've got a very, very good track record in exam success, and we need to make sure we keep that up. I think another big challenge is the whole school estate review and the proposals that there are for school mergers. It's very important that I make sure we get that right for Invergordon Academy and get what suits us here in Invergordon.
Can I ask you, what do you think makes Invergordon Academy such a special school?
It's a very, very friendly school. Anybody who comes in here comments straight away about how nice and friendly everybody is, and they're very welcoming. And I think that makes us special. Sometimes it can be a little bit of a disadvantage because there's no secrets here.
I know how that feels.
Everybody gets to know what everybody else is doing. But it also means that there's always somebody there who cares about what's happening to you. There's a little bit of that kind of a family atmosphere about things. Pupils here are very polite and friendly, well, most of the time. And that's something that makes it a nice school to work in. The staff here I've always found to be really welcoming. They work very hard and go the extra mile for their pupils. And I also like the relationship we have with parents here. I've never seen that in another school I've worked in. They'll happily phone you up, or I can happily phone parents up, or they'll come in and we can get things resolved or solved very quickly and easily. And we always have lots of support.
Ms. Drew, on a more personal level, what do you yourself hope to bring to the position of head teacher?
Well, something that I want to make sure of is keeping up the very high standards that we have here, high standards in everything that we do. I'd like to bring one or two fresh ideas. Not everybody likes change all the time, but we do need to keep up with the times. What was appropriate 10 years ago, we might need to move it along a wee bit now. Me, personally, I work hard at my job as a deputy. I will work hard as a head teacher. I care about the people that are here in Invergordon Academy, and I think my job is going to be to stick up for Invergordon Academy and make sure we always get the best.
Well, that's just about it from us for today here on Radio G.
If you're interested in becoming part of the team, come along and see us and we'll be able to give you some more information.
Bye for now!